Okay, Mark Langdon is on the line, football editor with the Racing Post. Great to talk to you again, Mark.
You okay?
Yeah, not too bad. How's your summer been so far? A quiet one?
Yeah, it's been okay. I mean, there was no major tournaments, but it still had the Copa America and the European Under 21 Championships and the Gold Cup as well. So it's never a quiet summer.
Yeah, I can't believe Alan was telling me Saturday week the Premier League starts again. It just seems like it's flown by over the last few weeks.
Yeah, it has. And I mean, the French league starts even earlier than that, the day before. And coming up, we've got the German Super Cup as well, and there's loads of Europa League tonight. So I think we're effectively sort of back in action now, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I suppose we'll limit our Premier League talk to next week, if we can, because we're pretty tight on time. I just wanted to get your view on Michel Platini, Mark. I mean, he seems to have a lot of support to succeed Sepp Blatter as president of FIFA. Is that a good thing? Is he the right man, do you think?
Well, he's the odds on favour, and I think that there are a lot of people that would say he's the right man, because he's done pretty well in terms of European football. I think his financial fair play idea was it's well intended, even if it hasn't quite come off as he expected. And a lot of the smaller nations around Europe have been very impressed with Platini, because he's increased the European Championship to 24 teams, which gives more a chance. He's created this new path to the Champions League for the smaller leagues as well, so they haven't always got to play against the bigger teams, and that's very much a vote winner. And I think as far as sort of people going in terms of looking to replace Blatter, one thing around the world that the smaller nations are concerned about is that if somebody comes in, are they going to care about them, or do they just care about the big nations? And Blatter, rightly or wrongly, is perceived in some of the smaller nations as to have done quite a lot of good work for those nations. And I mean, Platini's got a similar record in terms of that. Now, there is another side to the Platini argument, and that is that he, of course, voted for Qatar for the World Cup, and his son has worked for a Qatari company as well, and you know, so he never really sort of challenged Blatter and you know, stood up to Blatter when he was in full charge there. So there are pros and cons, but I think on the whole he hasn't done a bad job for European football, and so maybe it's sort of better the devil you know in Platini than maybe a risk elsewhere.
Yeah, I'm not so sure I buy that. I mean, I know the FA have been very quick to come out and endorse his candidacy, and they, you know, the FA say that Platini is our man, but is he not too much a part of the mess that is FIFA at the moment? Is he not too heavily linked to what's been going on in terms of the structure of the organisation as it is today?
I don't think he's too close to it, although I do know what you mean, but it's very difficult to find that many people who are not too close to it. You know, if you're going to go for a complete outsider, it's difficult. I mean, somebody like Luis Figo, who did stand up against Sepp Blatter, I mean, he would have been an interesting shout had he sort of, you know, been able to really sort of push Blatter all the way. But, I mean, we don't actually know anything about sort of, you know, Luis Figo and his, you know, his business sort of sense, and he's done a lot of work for charity, but you know, I think that Platini hasn't done a bad job of running European football. I think things have done okay under his stewardship, so I'd be prepared to give him a go, although I tend to think that you know, you need to scrub the whole organisation, needs to be changed sort of, you know, from top to bottom if you want a complete, you know, clear out. And I'm not sure that even if it's not Platini, I don't think that we would necessarily get that anyway, even if Blatter does go.
Yeah, and it just looks like, I mean, on the strength of the other candidates involved, I know the South Korean Chung Moon-jun says he wants to replace Blatter, and we have Prince Ali as well, and maybe one or two that might kind of come out of the woodwork over the next little while. But it does look, on the face of it, as things stand, that Platini is the guy to beat.
Yeah, I think he's definitely the favourite. But, I mean, it will tend to be, I think, that Africa will probably vote on block. So, I mean, there's a lot of votes to be won there. And I don't know if Platini yet has got the support of Africa. And, you know, and that's very, very important. I think he will have of Europe, but you need much more than that you know, to actually go and win the vote. So I think if Platini, you know, it is to be successful, he needs to reach out to the continent of, say, Africa and Asia, and really deliver a plan that's not Europe-centric. And like I said at the top there, I think that is the biggest concern for a lot of these nations. And for all that Blatter's been criticised in sort of Europe, he's been sort of heralded in other countries, you know, for bringing a World Cup to Africa, for bringing one to Asia, because before he was there, it was very much, all about Europe. And I think that Blatter, rightly or wrongly, has been perceived as somebody that has changed those attitudes around the world.
OK, brilliant stuff as always, Mark. We'll talk to you next week. We're doing a big Premier League preview, but thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.